Hey, I want to welcome you to the Disciple Making Podcast. We are so glad that you have joined us today. I am Mike Keaton, your host, and I get to be part of the Impact Discipleship Ministries team. And I'm here joined today with our founder of Impact Ministries, Ken Adams, and pastor of Crossroads Church. And we like to do this, get together with you, and just share what we have learned lately, and just tips, strategies, things like that, all things disciple making. We're so glad you joined us. Definitely would like to ask you now to go ahead and like this video and subscribe, and we'll let you know about future things coming your way as well. So today we're going to talk about a very unique thing, Ken, that at least I thought it was very unique. We were in a meeting the other day, and there was just this statement that you made. And, you know, let me frame that first of all by saying this. Out there in discipleship, disciple-making world, there's just a, when you talk about discipleship strategies, there's a lot of talk these days about discipleship pathways, you know? And so, which is not a bad way to look at it, but you said something I thought I had never heard before, and I just thought it was super unique. I think it fits great within a disciple-making church, but you, this is what you said. You said, we don't have a pathway. Our church is a pathway. And I was just like, wow, that is great, and we need to talk more about that. And so that's what we're talking about today. I'm glad you joined us. So Ken, just want to ask you if you would just maybe kind of expand that a little bit, and let's kind of dive into this topic some.
Yeah, that's good, Mike. And I know, I remember that conversation. I remember we were talking about, you know, different churches and their strategies and how they look at discipleship and that kind of thing and disciple making. And I remember when that statement was made. And, you know, to be honest with you, I didn't really, it wasn't a lot of pre-thought into that. You know, I just, it was one of those kind of a spur of the moment kind of things. But as we talked about it, the more I began to realize, oh my gosh, that how important that is. Really philosophically, right? It's how important that is that we are not looking at ourselves as just a church with a discipleship pathway. Because that's where, as you said, that's where a lot of churches are at today. And you hear a lot of people talking about how a church needs to have a pathway. You need to develop a pathway. What is your pathway? And so that's all well and good. But it just really hit me that we are not a church with a pathway. We are a pathway. That's really all we are from beginning to end. And it kind of takes us back to that conversation of, are you a church with discipleship or are you a disciple-making church?
I that's the first thought I had.
It's really the same train of thought, right? It's the same conversation. And so I think it's good for us to unpack this a little bit because I really do think fundamentally, this is a huge shift that churches have to make. They have to come to that place where they decide that they're going to become a disciple-making church. That is all you do, not just one of many things that you do.
Right.
So that is very simple, but it's very powerful. It's very, very important. So again, we always go back to Jesus as our model.
Right.
So when you go back to looking at Christ as a model, so you realize that when Christ came and Christ started this movement called disciple making, which actually is a movement, it's actually the church. So what Jesus didn't do is that he didn't offer a pathway in addition to everything else that he was doing.
That's right.
That's all he did. He did not offer a pathway. He was the pathway.
That's what I was used to say. He was the pathway.
He was taking them on a journey. I mean, that's it, right?
And he said, follow me.
Yeah.
So this journey.
Follow me, and I will make, Matthew 4:19.
Right.
Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. So what he was saying is, follow me, and I will be your pathway from being an untrained seeker to becoming a fully trained disciple that becomes a leader that continues the movement. And so, you know, as you think about what Jesus did, Jesus was very intentional and he was very strategic about helping them take these steps. Mm-hmm. And they went from, basically, they went from being seekers to sort of becoming what we might want to call today followers, or maybe attenders. And then they went from followers to becoming disciples. And so each step was strategic, intentional, and took them to a different level. And then when they became disciples, or they became part of what we would call a core, and then they went from core to becoming leaders or servants or ministers, and then they become a part of what we would consider the called, right? Mm-hmm. So what Jesus did is that Jesus didn't offer them several options. He just offered them a path. He was the path, and that was a journey of moving them from here to here,
right,
and then out to reproduce that with other people.
Right.
And so what we're trying to do as a church that is a disciple-making church is that we're just trying to take people on a journey, Mike. Mm-hmm. We really are. We're just trying to take people on a journey. And you know, what's interesting is that there's a very big difference, because when you see it as an option, then it becomes more of a pick and choose what you want. Mm-hmm. And again, what I believe one of the biggest problems with the church today is that now you've helped develop or enable a consumer mindset.
Right.
So what they didn't do is that Jesus didn't say, hey, come follow me and pick and choose what you want. So if you want to be at this level, fine. And if you want to be at that level, fine. And if you want to be at that level, fine. What Jesus did is that Jesus said, come follow me, and I'm going to take you on a journey. And they didn't pick and choose. Jesus determined what the steps were, mm-hmm, on that journey. Does that make sense?
It does. And it kind of makes me think about a couple things. One, we've done in past episodes about this idea of the difference between a map and a menu.
Yeah.
So if it turns the church into the other, if it's a thing that is, it's with, you know, these type of pathway, then it's more like a menu, like you said. It teaches this consumer mindset,
yeah,
versus a map. So would you say that's a pretty good capture of the idea? And then along with that, when you say you're a disciple-making church, there's almost the assumption that you've got this process or pathway. Mm-hmm. So is it also, when we say, you know, if your church is a pathway, then it is a disciple-making church.
That's
so
right.
Would you say that they're similar, or is there any difference there?
Yeah, I do think they're similar. And I would also say that I think what happens is that when we talk to a lot, when I talk to a lot of people, and I know you guys have experienced this too, is that when I talk to a lot of people, is that when they think of this idea of discipleship, so they're just thinking about the group,
right,
that meets at a certain place and time.
Right.
And so when you think of the discipleship process, then you think of, okay, selecting some individuals, training some individuals, meeting with individuals, you know, holding each other accountable, memorizing scripture, studying God's word together, whatever process you use, curriculum, whatever you're using, tool, whatever it is. So you see that as just this one little piece of the puzzle, where you're just helping people sort of go deeper spiritually or go master disciplines. So that's what you think of when you think of discipleship.
Right.
But when you think of disciple making, discipleship is just one piece.
Kind of included in it.
Yeah. It's just one piece. So we're talking about being a disciple making church, not just a church with a discipleship program.
Right.
So for us, and this was a big understanding and learning for us, is that for us, disciple making doesn't start in the church. Disciple making starts in the culture. And this is where some people say, wait a minute, you can't be a disciple if you're not a believer. Well, you can't be a disciple if you're not a believer, but you can start disciple making with non-believers.
That's right.
Disciple making, because that's what Jesus did.
It's the going.
Exactly. So Jesus started the process before they had come to faith.
Right.
Because again, it's this bigger picture. It's the whole puzzle, not just one piece of the puzzle.
Right.
And I understand how hard it is for people to get this, because all the things that we've been taught, all the things that we've learned, all the things that we've seen, all sort of help, all sort of work to keep us in that mindset. And it's hard to sort of think outside of that sometimes.
It is.
But what we do, what we say, is that every outreach that we do is a part of, mm-hmm. not discipleship, but it's a part of the disciple-making process.
Or pathway.
A pathway.
Right.
It is the full-blown, it's the full-orb thing. And so what we try to do is we're trying to move people along this pathway mm-hmm. by creating different environments for them to be in. So it begins with what we kind of call a missional or an outreach environment where we're extending outward. And then we invite people to come into a crowd environment where we you know, lift up Jesus in a Christ crowd, and we invite people into that crowd. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes they've come to faith before the crowd. Sometimes they come to faith in the crowd. Sometimes they come to faith after the crowd.
Right.
After the crowd, we're inviting them into community, which is a small group environment, place possibly even of serving, maybe even a place of belonging. And so once they come into that crowd, they then move into community, and sometimes they become a believer in community. Sometimes they become a believer, as a result of that. So it's okay. And then we move them into the core environment. And so that community environment is a small group environment. The core environment is a small group environment. So for Jesus, the core and the community went together.
Correct.
So they weren't a different environment. They just went to a different stage of mm-hmm. that environment. They kind of went to a different phase, if you will. And then after they were ready and they were literally considered fully trained, then he sent them out.
Right.
And so, Mike, this is where I think this is one of the things that we do as Impact, is that we just feel very called to come alongside churches and help churches process this, help churches figure this out, help churches determine a ministry action plan mm-hmm. to become a church that is a disciple-making church, mm-hmm. that really helps a church figure out, how do I get a plan for the outreach environment? How do I get a plan for the crowd environment? How do I get a plan for the community environment? How do I get a plan for a core environment? And then how do I get a plan for the called environment? So we literally come in, meet with churches, just recently, I had an opportunity to go to a church in another state, go in and do our disciple-making church seminar. And so now the pastor has gotten a lot of leaders to be exposed and to hear this philosophy of disciple-making and a lot of the things that we've talked about. Mm-hmm. And now from here, he's identifying key people out of that training. And those key people, he's going to take, he's going to walk with them through our little 30 days to a disciple-making church curriculum. And then from there, he's going to identify qualified leaders that can then launch discipleship groups in that. So he is literally coming alongside a very traditional Sunday school-based, you know, Sunday night service, very traditional service our structure, and he's going to incorporate a disciple-making pathway that will hopefully at some point become the overall pathway.
Yeah, I was going to say the pathway.
So the key here, Mike, is this. He's trying to lead them and shift them from a program mentality to a pathway process mentality.
Yeah, that's great. And I love how you connected it to the methodology of Jesus, because if we just practice his methodology, we will become a pathway.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, you know, if somebody's out here watching this today or listening to this and they hear this idea, their interest is piqued, you know, and they're like, okay, I want to learn more about that. You mentioned a seminar. There's other things that we can do. Mm-hmm. How would you advise somebody listening today to, you know, maybe take a step in that direction of maybe us coming along and helping them, or just something they can do?
Yeah. So a couple of thoughts come to my mind. One is they can just jump straight to it and reach out to us through email at info@impactdisciples.com, and they can just connect with us that way. We'd be happy to respond. Better than that, just go to the website, and there's all kinds of information. There's free resources. There's podcasts that we've done. There's all kinds of information that will just get them started. And then from there, it's possible that they might invite us to come alongside of their church and do a disciple-making church seminar, which we come in and we do typically on a Saturday, but we can do it a lot of different ways. We can come in and walk them through this strategy that Jesus used, really how he started a movement. So they can do that, or they can just go to the website. They can order some materials and some resources that will sort of help them get started thinking about it, sort of start processing it and beginning to understand it before. And if nothing else, man, we're willing to just come and sit down or have a Zoom call or a phone call and just explain what we do and how we do it. So we're trying to make it really super easy for people. And but here's the key. The key is take action.
That's right.
The key is take action, because I know so many leaders and pastors I talk to who say, I heard this, I saw this, I watched this, I know I need to do it, I want to do it, but I just haven't done it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the sooner you start, the faster you start to see the results.
Yeah, that's good. So if you've, if that kind of hits you and you'd want to get some connection with us, we just call us, email us, go to the website, browse around. There's several things on there, as Pastor Ken said, and then also there's some events coming up that you might participate in as well. It's all on there. We definitely want to encourage you to do this. ImpactDisciples.com and Impact Discipleship Ministries is the name. So anything else you want to share with our listeners today?
I would just go ahead. I don't think it's too early to tell everybody that we have coming up in January an annual event we do called the Disciple Making Summit.
That's right.
Which you want to go ahead and start finding out more about that. We haven't really opened up registration yet, but we will soon. And go ahead and put on your calendar the last weekend of January. We do a two-day conference. It'll start on a Friday night, I believe it's the 31st, I believe, or 30th, and then the 31st. You have to check those dates. But it's the last weekend of January 2026, and we're going to be bringing in some great main stage speakers, and then we'll have lots of breakouts. And it'll be a good place if you have never really been a part of something like that, expose some of your leaders to this disciple-making philosophy that we're talking about.
Yeah.
This is actually what we kind of call an exposure opportunity, where you can expose your team to these disciple-making philosophy that that we see literally in the life of Jesus. It's what Jesus came to do. So, Mike, that's great.
That'd be great. We definitely would love to hear from you. Thanks for tuning in today, and we'll see you next time.